I think of David, and I think of what young David, the youngest of the 8 sons of Jesse, did. You see, the 3 oldest boys of Jesse had gone off to battle. Jesse wanted to find out how his sons were doing because the Israelites and the Philistines were all encamped on hills together, and the battle was taking place in a valley, and for 40 days, this 9-foot-9-inch giant named Goliath was taunting the Israelite army and demanding that somebody come out and fight. Well, David was at home. And his dad told him, he says, listen, I want you to take this half bushel of grain and some other food and there's a bunch of cheese I want you to take to King Saul. And you check out the situation, let me know how your brothers are doing and come back and tell me. Except when David got there, something incredible happened. You know the story. He heard what the reward was about the killing of David, the giant. And he went to King Saul. And let me tell you, David was no scrawny guy. He had already killed a lion. He's pretty strong for his age. Probably late teens, early 20s, mid to late 20s, something like this. And he went to King Saul and he said, Saul, I can fight the battle. I can take care of that giant because it's not my battle, it's God's. And you, mind you, for 40 days, this giant came up against the entire Israelite army. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17 that army was scared stiff. They were terrified. The word in the Hebrew there is a little 4-letter word. We pronounce Yarah or Yareh in Hebrew. It means to be terrified. It means to be trembling. That word is also used of a word that refers to the awe of God. But trust me, ladies and gentlemen, in the face of a 9-foot-9-inch giant, the Israelite army was scared stiff. They were terrified. You ever had those situations in your life where you're afraid? I mean, you're terrified. And enter in comes David to Saul. Let me take care of the giant. Well, David's oldest brother Eliab was a little jealous anyway, and he was kind of communicating to his other brothers and whatever. You mean my little brother? You got to be kidding me. He's going to kill a giant? No way that'll happen. Well, you know the story. David went down to the brook. In a rainy season, it caused a stream. It wasn't a stream that was constantly there. It was just there at that point. He went down and he got these 5 smooth stones. Over the years, with all the rain, had smoothed out those stones, picked them out specifically. I think he spent time with God down there, major time. And he said, God, which stone would you have me to get? And he picked up 5 of them and put them in his pocket. And finally, on that day, the giant shows up once again. And he's taunting the Israelite army and saying, send somebody out to battle me. And then here comes David. Well, let me just show you. Wayne took an old piece of 2-inch PVC pipe. My dear mathematician daughter down here, I said, this pole is 9 foot 9 inches tall. And I said, Bethany, will you get me the ratio based on my body of the difference between how far it is from my head to my waist based on a 9-foot-9-inch human being? So where would Goliath's waist be? And Bethany did it for me, and I put me this little white piece of tape on here to show you. And folks, let me say something to you.
All right. Sure, you're right.
Giant. Goliath, wow, I would not have even come up to his waist, plus his armor. So Saul says, okay, let me put you in my armor. So Saul began to dress old David. Finally, David couldn't wear it. It's too heavy. Couldn't do it. And David said, King Saul, He took it all off and he laid it down. He said, I don't need your armor. He said, first of all, this is going to be God's battle. And the second thing, you know, I've been working with this slingshot since I was a kid. I got things taken care of. You let me and God handle this.
Right.
It's best you and I always remember that nothing is impossible with God.
Right.
Men, we got to become a soldier of honor. David realized, and we have got to realize, we're in God's army. Not our army. It's not about us. And that God has gifted His church to take care of His ministry. Read Romans 12. The ministry that we need done, God has got the people right here in this building that has been gifted to take care of the ministry that God's called us to do. God took care of David, too, with five stones. Do y'all remember that little children's song? I learned it in Sunbeams. And we sang it in beginner, and when I was a junior, when I was a primary. If you're over 30 years old, you know how I have no clue what I'm talking about when I say beginner, junior, primary, and intermediate, and adult. How many of y'all remember those terms? I got a lot of you, that's for sure. Doug, help me out. We learned a little children's song. Doug, sing it for us. See if y'all remember this.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never soar o'er the enemy. I'm in the Lord's army. Sing it now. I'm in the Lord's army. I'm in the Lord's army. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never soar o'er the enemy. I'm in the Lord's army.
I think they know the motions. Let's get them to do
it.
Everybody stand up. Let's do it together, okay?
I may never march in the infantry, shoot in the cavalry, shoot the artillery.
Come on, y'all, soar, yeah.
Soar o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Do it again.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never soar o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
Oh, wow, have a seat. You remember that. The whole purpose of the song was to teach us real young that we're in the Lord's army. But you know, that little song is as true today as it was then. David realized he's in the Lord's army. Matter of fact, the Bible even went on to say later that David was a man after God's own heart.
All right.
Guys, and all of us, how do you become a soldier of honor? There are four things, and here they are. The first one is simply this. Don't let fear defeat you. Don't let fear defeat you. The number one enemy of Satan for the child of God is fear. The one thing that Satan does not want you to do when it comes to taking a stand, when it comes to realizing we're in the army of God and we are becoming the soldier in the army of God, we have got to realize, don't let fear defeat you. 2 Timothy, Paul said it to him with his young protege Timothy in chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I am so glad I don't have to fear, because I'm in God's army and it's God's battle I'm fighting and He's the one in control. Don't you ever forget that, folks. Don't let fear defeat you. Because if you're like me, fear defeats every one of us in this room constantly. Amen? Here's the second thing, guys. If we're going to be the arm of the soldier, or become the soldier God's called us to be like David, we got to understand in verses 12 through 19, And I've intentionally this morning had read all the way through the Scripture and then done this message. But I want to share with you what the Scripture says in particular in verse 12, looking at the Word of God. In verse 12 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem of Judah, whose name was Jesse. He had 8 sons, and the man was old, advanced in years. 3 oldest sons of Jesse had gone to follow Saul in battle. The names of the 3 sons who went to battle were Eliab, the firstborn, next to him Abinadab, and the third Shammah. David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest had followed Saul. As the Philistine, but David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. And Jesse said to his son David, "Take for your brothers this ephah," that's the half bushel I was telling you about, "of dry grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brother's camp. Carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and to see how your brothers are doing, or how they fare, and bring back news of them." And now Saul and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. Let me tell you something, folks. Often God calls you and I to specific action in the midst of our daily routine.
All right.
Oftentimes it's not a Damascus Road experience. It's not like Paul. Some do. Don't misunderstand me. But for the most part, most of the time, where God impacts our life is when we are minding our own business, listening to what He wants to do in our life. David was at home. Little did he know he was about to fight a giant. He didn't go there to fight the giant. He went there to be obedient to God. There's a big difference. When you are obedient to God, the giants will fall. Hello? And that's exactly what David was doing. He obeyed his daddy. And his daddy sent him to the front lines with the food for his brothers and for King Saul. And he says, "Come back and tell me how they are." His daddy didn't tell him to go kill the giant. God did. And why did God use David? For one reason. He was obedient. When you are obedient to God, you open the door like never before for God to use you like never before. Wow. Oftentimes, God calls you to specific action in the midst of your daily walk. Don't ever let fear defeat you. And then here's a third one. It's found in verses 38 through 40. Listen to the verses. 1 Samuel 17. So Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with a coat of mail. Now just imagine this. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he hadn't tested them. David is trying to walk in this heavy stuff and couldn't do it. David said to Saul, "I can't walk, for I've not tested them." So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand. He went and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook. He put them in the shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in hand, and he drew near to the giant himself, to the Philistine.
All right.
Third thing, guys, trust God to equip you for the task. God is never going to send you in battle without equipping you. You say, "Well, I should have talked to that person at McDonald's the other day about Jesus." God's not going to let you talk to Him till He equips you. He says, "Well, I should have said something to the cashier or my waiter or waitress or to my brother or even to my mother or dad." God will go before you, just like happened in Doug's life this week, where his friend called and said, "Will you go?" God preceded Doug to Emory Hospital. You'll never share Christ alone. You're not responsible for the salvation of that person. That's God's job. We're responsible for telling him. Trust God to equip you.
Come on.
The Bible says He will even give you the words to say. Have you ever been in a situation like that, that you're just bumfuzzled, you have no clue, and then all of a sudden something comes out, and after it's all over with, you get back in the car, and you like, "Urkel, did I say that?" Yeah, that's a God thing. But what stops us so many times from doing what David did is we're scared stiff, just like the Israelite army. Then there's a fourth one, folks. It's found in verses 45 and 46. I love this. Picture this. One valley, 2 hills. Two armies. They're watching this. David has no armor except a staff and a slingshot. And a 9-foot-9-inch giant shows up again. Then David said to that giant in verse 45, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you've defied." Verse 46, "This day the Lord's going to deliver you into my hand." Can you just hear the boldness of David? "And I will strike you and take your head from you." We got our giants today. We got the things going on in this world. But folks, you got to understand, with God, I don't care how big they seem, with God, they are defeated. When God's church stands up and takes stands like never before, people are not going to like us. Matter of fact, they're going to hate us even more than so many do. But we're going to stand on this book as the Word of God, and we're going to do whatever it takes to bring God back to this nation and bring God back into our schools and into Cobb County and into the city of Marietta, Georgia. And right now, he's been obliterated.
Sure, you're right.
Take action. I've told you, and I say it again to you folks, for I believe that the day is coming that this pastor is going to have to take a stand even more as Olive Springs Baptist Church pastor that will not be well received in this county.
Right.
My stands I've already taken have not been really well received. Some a lot have. And I don't minimize the fact, folks, most of you know I work with Cobb Police Department as their chaplain. A vast, vast, vast number of Cobb police officers, both sworn and non-sworn, are sold-out born-again Christians. The head of our SWAT teams, a sold-out, born-again Christian. The head of our training team at the training center here is a sold-out, born-again Christian. I could go on and on and on about that. But I'm telling you, folks, we are in the minority. We are going to have to take action like never before. And I thank God for you, folks. You are taking action. Taking action by your ministry throughout the week here at Storehouse Ministries, where we're now giving out over 60 boxes of food a month and being able to minister to this people. We're giving out sack lunches every day from 1 to 2. And I hope when you leave today, you'll go by this bulletin board. On this bulletin board is a little thank you note from a little girl and her mama who came by here a couple days or a couple weeks ago, and we gave them a sack lunch. That little girl and her mama came back here and wrote us a thank you note. Amen. And it didn't sue. Then we put it on the bulletin board out there. Most precious thing you'd ever see. And I said to myself, thank you, God. Thank you for a church taking action. You're taking action every Sunday night when Karen leads us and we go out and pick up these kids from Awana and we bring them in this house. You're taking action every time we reach out with a Hallelujah Harvest or anything we do. You are taking action, and I thank God for you. But folks, there's coming a time when our body of deacons, along with the pastor and staff, are going to have to stand up in this county and take a stand that is going to be true to the Word of God and contrary to the law or even to the words
Amen.
Of where we
All
live
right.
in our government. Folks, right. God is saying, take action. Now let me bring it down home as I close. How can we do that? We need to begin, and Matthew wants to begin, a mentoring ministry with our young people. We had a junior deacon ministry here when I was a young person. I was a junior deacon. I was never ordained a regular deacon. But I was a junior deacon because I was ordained a minister later. And I thank God for that ministry because it was a mentoring ministry. I got a chance to go with some of our deacons then in visiting hospitals, and they took me under their wing. We have a way, and the way that we want to put people together in terms of grandparenting and young people, where it's a ministry of a two-way street. Not that they're just taking care of us, but we're taking care of them.
Right.
Male to male, female to female. Ministries like that we can do right here. The body of Christ and the Word of God tells the body of Christ, don't ever forsake yourselves in assembling one another together. But come together for what? To study the Word, to exhort, to build up one another.
Amen.
That's how we take action like never before. Matthew's going to be sharing that with you. And incidentally, remember them. They're on their way back. They left just a few minutes ago. They were in church early this morning. in Joplin, and they'll be traveling back, be here about midnight tonight, 8 of them, and pray for their safety as they return. But folks, God's called us to take even more action to become that soldier of honor that God has called us to be. So here you have it. Don't allow fear to defeat you. Because if you're like me, fear defeats us all the time. Oftentimes, remember that God will call you to specific action just out of your daily walk. Just sometime when you least expect it, you'll know it. And then trust God to equip you to do what He calls you to do. He will. Now, that's not a fact that we don't study and we don't learn and we spend time with God. But you trust God. God's not going to leave you in a situation alone. And finally, let's go and let's do it.
Right. Preach it. Right.
This past week, my daughter-in-law Jennifer talked to me. And she asked me, she said, there's a radio station in Atlanta trying to gather 400 to half a million letters to send overseas to our troops. And she said, Randy, you think Island Springs would just like to write a handwritten letter to one of our soldiers? I said, I'm talking about, it's ironic you say that, I'm talking about becoming a soldier of honor this morning. And in your bulletin, there's a little piece of paper. It looks like this. Mine already has my letter written on it. I just did it ahead of time. But it says, a personal note as you serve in the Armed Forces of the United States. Now, here's a secular radio station doing something like this. Would you be willing to write a few little lines right there and just sign your first name? You don't need to put a last name or anything like that. And when you leave today, just put it. You can put it right here by the American flag, or you can put them out on the table when you leave, and I'll get them. I'm going to see my daughter-in-law just a few minutes ago, in a few minutes, and I'll take these to her, and her and another lady are trying to help gather some of these letters. And I thought, hey, we can take action by just simply thanking those in the armed services. You won't, and I have no idea where this little letter will end up. And I even say that in my note right here. But you know, I say to that person, I'm praying for you, and I want you to know I thank God for you and your service to this great United States of America. This is another way we can take action to become that soldier like never before. And I hope you'll do that before you leave here. Take you about a minute before you, or a couple minutes before you walk out of this sanctuary in just a minute. And before you do, leave them, and I'll be sure they get, and we can distribute those, and they'll, wherever God puts them. And you just say a prayer as you write it. Lord Jesus, you just put this letter in the hand of the person that needs to hear what I got to say. Doug sang a song and led us a few minutes ago. If you can use anything, you can use me. You believe that? I know, folks. We get some time where we think that God can't use us anymore. That physically we just can't go. But I watch a lot of people look up to you all the time. And I'm one of them. And I thank God for you. Sometimes I don't tell you enough of what you folks mean to Connie and me. And what you've meant to us virtually all of our lives. But becoming a soldier of honor means that we will understand that, Lord, you can use me. And my prayer and our prayer for one another this week is let God use us. Just keep your heart and mind attuned to heaven this week. And in those circumstances that God places you, you hear that song, Lord, if you can use me, you can use anything. Just go through your mind, and then you let God use you. Could you do that? It may be just calling your next-door neighbor and inviting them to church on November 6th. Maybe talking to a son or daughter or grandparent or somebody, or your husband, your spouse, should we say, and coming and inviting them to church. I don't know what that would be, but God will show you. And then be obedient and watch God. I want you to stand to your feet right where we are. You remember that chorus we taught you a few minutes ago? Lord, use me. You can use anything. You can use me. I want us to sing that as our invitation and our time of closing this morning. But before we do, I want you to pray with us right now. Let's pray. Father, we've talked about a simple story, but a profound story of David and Goliath. We've talked about how that story this morning, what it means for us to take a stand. Men of Olive Springs, literally, living victoriously. And now we plead to all of us in here, Father, don't let fear overtake us. Help us to understand and know that you call us out of the ordinary things of life. Help us to trust you to equip us, and then, Father, this morning, use us let us take action. I thank you for these people. I thank you for the homes represented in this room. I'm humbled, Lord Jesus, that they would even want to listen to me as their pastor. But Father, we're not listening to a pastor. We're listening to the Word of God. And for the privilege, Lord Jesus, you give me week by week by week to share your message. And as I have said, I say again, if this could be my last, I believe I've delivered exactly what you wanted me to preach. We have sung exactly what you wanted us to sing. We have brought to your throne room the worship of God. So, Father, now as the close, we have to say yes or no. May we all say yes. Use us like never before. Will you sing that song with Doug, and you come as God would have it on you right now. Let's sing that.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Sing that one more time, okay? Let's sing that. Just as our prayer.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use.